flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
I feel like Commanders fans could use a little bit of good news. So I got you. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to cheer you up, all right? I just saw this from Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. Former Bears coach Matt Eberflus is headed to Dallas today for an interview, and as long as that goes well, he's expected to be named the Cowboys' defensive coordinator, per sources. A big hire for new coach Brian Schottenheimer. Cowboys about to be coached by Brian Schottenheimer and Matt Eberflus. That doesn't really freak me out. That ain't Vince Lombardi and Bill Belichick, people.
The players are even upset about that one. The Cowboys players are like, what?
You chose who? Right. I don't care about the Cowboys right now.
No.
Washington had a hell of a year. Came up woefully short in the NFC title game. And the thing that you got to be cognizant of, it's really, really hard to get to an NFC championship game. B, I think about the teams you were on in Philly. Those are some great teams. And y'all lost twice in the NFC title game. There's nothing guaranteed for you out there.
Yep, number one seed lost. But see, I think this is where people get a little twisted and distorted. What was the line in Vegas for this team to win this year?
6.5.
And they won 14.
Yeah.
12 in the regular season, 2 in the playoffs. Yes, you're disappointed at yesterday. Yes, they didn't end the game season how they wanted to. But they truly overachieved. And at this point, like you and I never discussed that stuff while they were playing.
Yep.
At this point, you can look back at that and see that. And I think you know for sure this team is nowhere near complete. And they still were able to accomplish those things. We heard for 4 years about changing culture. And this team rolled in, this new crew, didn't say a damn thing about changing the culture, but they established one. And they got to a point where the players were the ones discussing the culture and how you have to fit in or you won't be fitting in. That is going to continue on because most of the guys that were discussing, I think they're going to be around. Okay? So you should be able to be happy about something has been built and started. And I think if you look at how the fans were traveling and the atmosphere and the energy around.
They were good Burgundy fans.
It's a lot going on. And I would say to every one of those people that you notice something, don't let these naysayers and these narrative builders begin to distort you and pull you away from it. Give them the one-finger salute as you all hear them and just keep moving.
Like
there's a lot of them out there. And if you come around me, I'm going to just tell you where the hell to get off and I'm going to curse you out. So I'm just letting you know now.
Apparently they're in the chat right now. There's like all these the Philly fan that I
most think, of the people in the chat are Philly fans. But let's be real. Okay?
I want to shout out one specific Philly fan for just being a complete hypocrite. His screen name is Love Jesus, and he's just trolling everybody about the Eagles. So I just
to be honest
I found
with
that
you,
kind of entertaining.
If he was a really a true Philly fan, he's not even much worried about nobody else outside of Philly today. He's celebrating his team instead of trying to be funny. So he's a guy who jumped on the bandwagon. He's not a real fan.
All right, let's start with the dude I'm slightly worried about. My man Jeff Walker. Landfill says you're happy. I'm worried you're trying to cover something up. We got to get real here, Jeff. We need to know what's inside, bro. You all right?
JP?
Yes.
I am not happy. But I am not sad. At the beginning of this season, all I said was, I want to see if Jaden is the guy. Of course, I wanted him to do good, but I understood we were in the rebuild, right? We had a hell of a run this season. You and B always say the same thing. Sometimes it's not about X's and O's. It's about Jimmy's and Joe's. And what we seen yesterday, we seen a team that's in the beginning phase of their rebuild get handled by a team that has been rebuilding that has been building on solid foundation for 4+ years. So I'm not mad. I'm optimistic about the future still. Of course it sucks. It's the game right before the playoffs. Right before the Super Bowl. Of course I wanted us to win, but I'm not going to sit around here moping and sad. Because the future is bright. We was not supposed to be here. It was a hell of a season to get used to some type of success so we don't lose our minds in the future. I'm good. I'm not going to sit around here butt hurt.
I talked to a few people yesterday, and I think what they told me, they just bought their tickets.
For New Orleans?
No, they bought their
season tickets.
And it was like a few different like groups and couples or whatever.
Sure.
And say, yeah, man, because I see something being built. When was the last time somebody really felt like that? You know? And I've talked to people throughout the season.
They won 14 games.
Let's be
real.
They
got to the NFC title game.
The Buffalo Bills, they're supposed to be there. They made it to the same level we made it to. You know what I'm saying? And it's amazing how a little bit of success make people feel so like they just supposed to be given, like you gotta have it, you know, you it's just deserved. It's not always like that. You gotta work there. I said many times, you gotta learn how to win at this level. And we didn't have enough of it yesterday. But it does not erase all of the great things that happened. It doesn't erase the fact that they built towards something. And I was telling guys yesterday, hey, use this as our motivation for next year. Because, like, normally in the offseason, you go through a little plan. Hell, jump into it a little quicker. Work a little harder. Run a little faster. Lift a little bit more weights. Study a little longer. And it may not happen this. Hey, go buy those little grip things you had back in the day. Buy that and
use it.
Yeah, do this here and get your hands stronger. Or just realize, I'm going to just put two – hell, I've gone far enough. I'm putting two hands on the ball. I may not get the next 15, 20 yards I want, but I'm damn sure going to hand the ball back to my offense. And just do that and get better.
I got this tweet from our boy Scarence Terrence McClarence, and he just said, I'm sad, B. Mitch and Finley. And my reply is, that's okay.
You should be. Hell, no, I'm not happy.
Your team gave up 50 in the NFC title game.
I'm not happy. I'm sad, but I also understand – it's a big thing. Every year, remember, one person raised a trophy. And you have to be happy with the accomplishment
Eckler
that you
said
had
that
along the way. Yeah, you gotta be. Listen, man, it's amazing how most people want to hold a person or a group or a team to a standard of you have to win everything every year, or I'm gonna be totally pissed off all the time. I understand it, but how often do you win everything that you set out to do? You know, so understand, you still have to be able to enjoy the steps you took toward getting to where you want to go. Because I'll be honest with you. When the season started, we hadn't been nowhere close to this in years. Hell, it took me on a roller coaster ride. I was happy as hell. And I'm happy, but I'm still pissed off at yesterday. But I also have the ability to be able to say, you know what? I can still give, you know, bring notice, attention to the good stuff that happened. Those that can't, but I love to see your life. You're damn perfect.
Don't cry because it's over, Jeff. Smile because it happened. Landini, how we feeling, bud?
Yeah, it sucked yesterday.
Yesterday sucked. It did. I imagine you're encouraged.
Yeah, it was a good season overall.
I think 14 wins, getting to the NFC title game, winning in Detroit. For anybody that wants to play the, like, oh, this team wasn't actually that good, they didn't beat anybody that good, because those people existed throughout this playoff run. Like, I mean, it was week.
They said that.
It was week 17, and they had won 11 games, and it was like, ah, these guys aren't that good.
But they said
you
that.
You go to Detroit and beat them there.
They went to Tampa and beat them. They went to Tampa to beat them.
I agree.
Detroit.
Even for me, I never bought it. But, like, you go to Tampa, you win that one. You go to Detroit and win that one there in their building, shut up.
When they beat Cincinnati, Cincinnati was not a done team.
No.
So, I mean.
Since he finished a year 9-8, those that missed the playoffs by
those
a game.
People, those pessimistic people are never going to be satisfied. And what we have to learn to do, a lot of people that are always discussing us in a negative way completely are those that are not really fans of us anyway. I think dig deep on it. You'll find out. A lot of them play like they're fans, and they're not. They ultimately always pull it for somebody else, and they find everything wrong with your team. And then when you look at the team that they actually cheer for, their team has more flaws than yours.
I know a team with some flaws. Our guy White Brian runs a stream, extremely charismatic speaker. White Brian, I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is all your fault. Do you know that?
Yeah, I'm well aware.
The New York Giants general manager Joe Shane did everything he could to run Saquon Barkley out of town, possibly because Saquon didn't return his phone call the year before. And Saquon goes to Philly and is dominant.
Yeah.
And White Brian, this is your fault. I'd like you to apologize to all the actual Burgundy and Gold fans out there.
I am sorry. To all the Burgundy and Gold fans, my general manager is an idiot.
Now, the good news for all the Burgundy and Gold fans is the Giants decided to keep all those dudes that made that decision. And the Cowboys hired a offensive coordinator that's never had a top 10 unit, and he just hired the Bears' old coach to be the DC. So, if you need some silver linings today, I'm presenting them to you. Without further ado. Phone lines are lit. We're going to do phones, I think, all damn day. I am happy to let folks talk and try to just kind of get through this together. I'm going to start with my guy, Tailgate Ted. Tailgate Ted put together a hell of an event Saturday night. We did a live show there. It was a blast. Tailgate Ted's friends with Dave Portnoy now. I don't know what's going on. Ted, what up, man? How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm good, boys. I'm at the train station. Can you tell Portnoy he put the massive target on my back? Walking around Philly after that post.
I'm sure.
It was an interesting time, man.
I bet.
But I wanted to call and tell everyone, I'm proud of you guys for showing up and wearing your gear yesterday. I'm proud of you guys for not hiding it, considering all the things we have heard about going to that stadium and not wanting to represent. And our fan base is back, B. And yesterday was a testament to that, seeing so much burgundy and gold in that stadium for an NFC championship game. Because years past, it would have been Rally Captain up there rocking his gear and nobody else really. But it was such a sight to see walking around that concourse and all of that burgundy and gold. Just granted, a ton of green, but just a lot more burgundy and gold than they ever expected.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm with you, Ted. Thanks for the call, bud. Thanks for. I know you worked hard to get that event Saturday night set up, and it was a lot of fun. There were a lot of good people there. So get some rest, brother. You probably need it. I was really impressed by the amount of fans there. I knew, like, my boy Mark was there from Capital Hoops. Duber was there. My boy Lee was there. There were a lot of folks that I knew that came up for the day, and I know that a lot of them did not have the most pleasant experiences, especially at the end of the game. And I think a lot of that's going to happen anywhere. I do think it's amplified at Philly. I was telling you this. I did a live show from Philly last night at 11:30 at night. Mm-hmm. And I was done with all my other work by like 8:30, 9 o'clock. So I really didn't have much to do. And sitting in a stadium at the end of the night sucks because mm-hmm. it's cold. There's no food. There's nowhere to go. It's tough. So there, you know, the Philly complex is there. There's the football stadium, basketball stadium, the baseball, and then just north of the baseball is a casino with like restaurants and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so Tischler was up there with his boy Dan. So I walked up there and met them, and it was cool. It was fun. We watched the end of the Chiefs Bills game. I got a cheesesteak. And at the end of it, this Philly fan and this Skins fan are about to get into it. Like, security comes over, and they're about to fist fight. And it just – that kind of stuff sucks because you've got what was really a pretty cool day. And Washington got worked, but you're able to kind of console yourself knowing how much progress they showed this season. And I think they are now – like – well, you saw last year with Houston that they became a legit contender and they won another playoff game this year, and they're not all the way there. They're not mm-hmm. I don't know that anybody's beating the Chiefs, but like there's a tier of teams, and to me, Washington has entered into the playoff tier at least. I don't know if that means Super Bowl contender. We'll see how this offseason goes. It's day one of the offseason. They got all damn year, so we're gonna learn a lot. But they have changed the tenor, the tone, the conversation around around this organization, and that to me is massive. And I shout out to all the fans there. My boy Rudy was there, Truck was there, Blaine was there. There were a lot of fans there, and you could see, and they absolutely represented. And
oh, they did. They definitely did that. But you can't allow those people to steal your thunder and your happiness.
Yeah,
you know. Let's be real, Philly. You won. What are you mad at? I mean, to be real, what the hell are you mad at? So you won. Bravo. And people are saying, good job. But they also let you know we're coming. We're not shying away. Yes, you are farther along. But what makes you mad that someone all of a sudden just want to just talk about you? They don't have to talk about your team. They're not fans of your team. People are acknowledging you're good, and you get mad at that. because you want them to bow down. Nobody bowing down to none of that crap. You know, that's the whole thing. You want to tell somebody they can't be happy about their team because they're in a certain city. That's BS. And I saw tons of Burgundy and Gold yesterday.
So did I.
Tons. So
I've worked a lot of games.
Don't tell me about how tough it is. Man, get off of that crap, man.
You played in Philly for 3 years. And there were plenty of fans there. I thought that it was an impressive turnout.
I just say this. Most of the people I know up there are not that. If that's that minority, that loud-ass minority that give them a bad name. Most of the people are very respectful. But you got a bunch of idiots that get drunk and don't know how to handle themselves. Point blank.
Phone lines are lit up. We're going to keep them going. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schler of the Visinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.